What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I bet he reports on those press conferences that Dan Manigan loves so much.
Well, good, then I don't have to have you ask me that question next week. That's the best news I've heard all day.
See? Telling you. That's how we roll.
That was Daryl. Guardians last night.
Are you
over
it? Are you okay? Are you better?
Yeah. You all right, Dan?
We'll get it fixed. About you.
Oh, now you're not speaking to us.
Kevin's coming up at 1:15.
We'll get it fixed.
Guardians last night.
He's going to speak to us in drops for the rest of the show. Great.
Guardians last night, a 3-1 winner over the Arizona Diamondbacks. The way the offense has been as of late, I'm not going to be picky or choosy. All three runs coming on a couple of home runs from guys who you wouldn't expect to be hitting home runs right now. CJ Cephas, not exactly a power hitter, but obviously has some punch.
Who cares, man? I am on the Cephas bandwagon.
Yeah, he's done a nice job. And
plenty of room for you guys.
Brian Rocchio hitting a home run last night as well. Gavin Williams started, Andy. And again, my concern was, because we've seen it happen too many times.
Yeah, you destroyed the game for me yesterday.
A pitcher gets overextended, and he did when he was attempting to throw the no-hitter. They let him stay out there. Mm-hmm. And I get it. I understood it completely. Mm-hmm. But he ended up throwing 126 pitches, most thrown by any pitcher in a major league game this year.
Oh,
at least at the time he threw it.
The horror. The horror that he threw more pitches than anybody else in Major League Baseball. It was a great game. It was a lot of fun. And I sat there last night.
You do know this arm injury thing is real, right?
I get it. But you know what? Every once in a while, you can let a guy go.
Exactly.
Maybe. Should he have had somebody up in the bullpen after he gave up the home run? Yes, he should have. But how many bullets did he waste on that afterwards? What, 10?
Well, I think he immediately got somebody up in the bullpen.
Yeah, so
right
maybe
then.
He threw
but,
10 more
but
pitches.
But you didn't have anybody up beforehand because you didn't want to kind of jinx it. So I get it.
Totally.
But last night in 5 1/3, he threw 99 pitches, no runs on 4 hits, and he struck out 5. So after having a subpar outing, first time out after the almost no-hitter, back to being Gavin Williams last night, still threw a lot of pitches, but that's okay. But he looked good, and I will now leave the whole, did he throw too many? I hope it doesn't affect him the rest of the way. That's gone because last night erased that in my mind.
Well, he only threw 70, so he's even, right? If you look at the average number of pitches he throws in a month, he's normally good for one game a month. Once every 4 weeks, they let him go to 100 or over 100 pitches in a game. And if you also look at, they were very strategic in his next game against Miami. He only lasted 3 innings, so that was a bad
part. Yeah, that's because he wasn't pitching very well.
And he only threw 75 pitches. So.
Because he wasn't pitching very
well.
So
he refreshed the old machine there, and he got more bullets in there. So he's
okay.
Good to go.
Well, there you go. He looks like a staff ace, Andy.
He does.
You know, he looks like the type of guy that could be the big horse on this pitching staff for some time. And I like that. They drafted him high, they developed him nicely, and here he is. And this is after last year when he had those issues and just wasn't able to pitch very much.
6'6", 250, that's lean, don't you think? 250 at 6'6"?
I don't know.
He looks bigger. Maybe he just looks bigger than...
Well, he's 6'6".
Yeah.
And he's not skinny. He's not skinny.
Yeah, but 250 seems a little skinny for 6'6", if you ask me.
Well, he doesn't look it.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. I don't know. Maybe he's still got some. He's got a little bit of a baby face. So
well, here he is. You know, and I like his future, and I can't wait to see where he goes. I like this team's starting rotation. Now your guy Slade Ciccone, he's had a little bit of a rough go last couple of starts. Word is his pitches don't have quite the bite, quite the action that they did have. That can happen. You know, as you start to throw a lot of innings and you get a little tired, you wear down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That can happen.
Especially now. I mean, these are the dog days, and it's hot, and you're throwing, and, you know.
Well, that's baseball.
Yeah, I know, but just
better than cold and throwing.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I don't know. What do you think the perfect temperature to throw at is? 80?
I have no idea.
82, 81?
Anything above 70 is just swell. Anything above 65
Dan's looking
is
at me like
good.
I'm crazy. I can't believe you asked that question.
Anything below 60 is such a little chilly.
I've just never thought of it.
I'm surprised you don't know that, Mr. Analytics. Maybe sometimes they're like, oh, Gavin Williams won.
Wow, why? Now, so why is he taking that shot there?
What do you mean?
That does.
You're telling me that pitchers who throw in hotter weather that they're not affected by the weather?
It's better. It's better for them. It's looser.
To throw,
they stay loose.
Yeah, but then maybe you get fatigued quicker because it's so hot.
Good. It's all right.
That's why we have relievers.
It's all about keeping the body healthy, Andy. That's why, you know, that's why you have concern about Gavin Williams.
You would think though there would be deep analytics on what's the best temperature for any given pitcher to throw at. Right?
Well, you would think can put on, you know, warm shirts and you make up for it.
That's true. You could put some of that not microfiber.
Fancy stuff.
Whatever jerseys they wear. The skin tight microfiber kind of jerseys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that takes care of that.
Dan's looking at us crazy because this isn't like real baseball stuff because we're actually talking about elements that happen to everybody in the world and not war or whatever.
Chickens are dying every day, people, at churches, Popeyes, and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
The rest of the show is going to be like quick predicts. He's now not going to talk. Okay.
Can I give you some news you're not going to like?
Because he's tired, he's going to go up in the stands and sell beer.
Can I give you something you're not going to like to hear?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
5 games at AAA. Travis Bazan is hitting .214.
He just got there.
I know. I'm just saying. Can I give you some news you might like?
Yeah, does that have to do with the Jermaine sandwich?
Cooper Engel in 4 games at AAA is hitting .300.
Someone's going to come and get him.
Maybe.
I'd be happy if they brought Cooper Engel up at this point. I'm good. What's Bo? Bo had a home run. Bo had 4 hits 2 days ago.
Bo's swinging the bat a little bit better.
And they didn't win. How does that happen? Bo Naylor has 4 hits in a game and they didn't win. They just let it slip away. That sucks.
Are you concerned that 3 games with this team is too much to make up in the wild card?
Not right now, I'm not. When that calendar turns, yes.
September?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, make a little run here in the last 11 days of the month?
It'd be nice if they could.
We have 31 in August, 30 days past September, April, June, and November. 31 days this month?
I had to check. Yes, 31 in August.
Are you concerned? 3? See, with the Yankees, Mariners, and Red Sox ahead of them for the wild card.
And by the way, is that not bizarre? Did anybody look? I know you're not talking to us, but did you look at the standings this morning? All 3 of them are tied for the wild card spot. They're all even. So
they don't have the same record, but they're even in games behind.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I just find that very
unbelievable.
Very, well, it's interesting. I mean, you play how many games have they played now? And they're all in a dead heat heading into the last month of the season.
You'll have that.
I don't know.
It's tight.
Yeah, I don't.
It's tight.
What are the odds of that happening?
Well, here's the thing.
Probably not good.
Here's the thing. Odds are, not all 3 of those teams, New York, Seattle, Boston, will play well down the stretch. You got to think one of them might slip a little bit, and that's where the Guardians need to take advantage.
I agree. But if you ask me what 3 teams are going to make the wild card spot, Seattle, New York, and Boston, all 3 of them, unless they win.
You're not picking our team. You don't think?
I would say the money's on them. I feel like their teams are better.
I would agree with that. I think Kansas City is built to make a little bit of a run.
Seattle's got a shot, though, to catch Houston. So, you know, they're only a game and a half back on them.
It's fascinating because here we are in August, and it's exactly what a baseball fan wants. You're in a pennant race, and that's a good thing. 216-474-0092, number to join us if you want to talk Guardians. Kevin Stefanski will be speaking to the media coming up at 1:15 about his decision to make Joe Flacco the starting quarterback for week 1. Kevin, straight ahead, right here on The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.